How, I'll give you a very specific example. How do you dog for your needs and not make it a demand? Because I paid all the bills and put in all the money, and I began to feel like this major burden, and all I wanted was some help in paying the bills. And it began to be really resentful. Like I hated, I ended up hating paying
the
bills.
Then you were paying the bills out of the wrong energy. You weren't doing it out of Memnoon energy.
So much better now. I, not only did I do it wrong.
It's not my fault, Paul. I'm Jewish and I can't help inducing guilt. So just don't hold it against me.
It worked. So, I guess I'm looking for how do I like dog for my needs there without it ending up becoming a demand?
By early in the game, seeing your need as a gift and asking for support. So let's see you do that now. Let's go back before you were. I would have hoped that you wouldn't have paid one bill that wasn't coming out of really enjoying giving. So now let's say you're starting to feel uncomfortable. You have a need for some support. Now let's hear you ask for it.
I'm scared and frustrated because I want to be able to communicate with you in a way that it doesn't seem like a demand.
Yeah.
And at the same point, I really would love, it would mean a lot for me to have some support in paying the bills. It's feeling overwhelming. And I would appreciate you telling me what you just heard me say.
That you'd like some support with the bills.
Thank you. I'd actually like you also to hear another part of it, that I'm feeling overwhelmed and scared, and it would mean a lot to me for you to be able to help.
Yeah. And so it's scary for you and feeling some pressure, and what a relief it would be for you if you could have support.
Yeah, and the other side, the other part of my fear is that you might hear it as a demand and then we would both pay a really high price. And I'm wondering if there's a way that we could do it that would bring joy to both of us.
So you're also wanting to be sure that, or hoping that I don't hear any demand in this, because if this gets resolved with either of us feeling any demand, you're worried about that not being good for both of us.
Absolutely. And for the people who receive the bills. So.
Yeah. And I'm torn now because I hear your need as a Memnoon, part of me does, and makes me want to give. But what gets mixed in with that is my feeling guilty that I haven't given more. And now part of what my wanting to give you is out of this guilt.
Yeah.
And if I give out of that guilt, it's not responding to your demand, it's responding to my inner jackal's demand. But I'm afraid we'll still both pay for it. Even if I don't hear it as a demand from you, if I still hear it as an internal demand, as fairness, as something you should do for somebody who's given so much to you, you'll still pay for it.
So I'm hearing there's a lot of fear in you that if you do this as a demand, that it will distance the connection and relationship that's really important to you.
And I don't know how to give purely that isn't mixed in with all of this jackal guilt that I should, because I see how much you've given, and now I make it not your demand, it's my own demand. But if I give out of that demand, you'll pay for it equally. Because you'll still be associated this. I'd like to know what this touched in you, Paul, when I said this.
It'd be helpful to move on. I'd just like to sit for a minute.
All right. Anybody stimulated by what this partner said? Stimulate anything in others?